the hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. It's a beautiful day. Usually it's a few days ago, it was cold, but now the weather seems to be right there where it is supposed to be, at least according to the Weather Central. It's right there where it's supposed to be. It's not below zero or way, way below zero. It's right there. They say it's where it should be for this time of the year. And it is very nice out there. It is still cold, but it's not that biting cold. It's not that kind of cold that grips you by the neck once you walk out the door, you know. It's bearable. This is the kind of weather that's bearable. And this is wonderful, wonderful. How are you out there? And I hope you're having a great time. And I hope everything's going well for you and your family. And friends and family and everything. You can always contact me on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. I'm all over the place. Follow me right here. Check me out on Amazon.com. I have a lot of material up there. Great stuff, fictional and nonfiction, but it's great stuff. It's always been a joy to be a writer, and I love being a writer. I love having writers on the show because every writer is different. No one is the same. No writer is the same. Okay, we're going to get some bad weather for D.C. I mean, they're all on the East Coast. I think it's going to be Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Boston maybe. Bad weather is coming, especially snow. And some of the people, especially in Washington, D.C., are stacking up on supplies. Stacking up on supplies because I'm thinking that they are going to be hunkered down to try to wait out this storm, this snowstorm. I'm hearing 2 feet. 2 feet is 24 inches of snow. So that's what I'm hearing. So we're going to put those people in our prayers and hope everything is fine. Okay, my guest for today is Mr. Locaro. He has been featured on VH1 Fuse and Dish Network, TLC, I'm reading this, ABC Family, The Tyra Banks Show. Going to be on my show, right? And Anderson Cooper, he has also written for, I'm trying to see what this is, FlaggerHill.com and the Fort Greene, New York Times blog. Okay. All right, Mr. Laura Connor is from other he's from other relationships. He's a relationship motivational speaker, and he's going to be talking about, if he comes onto the show, if he shows up, he's going to talk about approaches to dating, the dating game of life. The idea is to give men and women the knowledge, truth, and confidence to understand what they want. I guess he's talking about you may want in a relationship, thus helping create the best options for themselves in love and in life. That sounds pretty good. I mean, hey, wow. You know, that's okay. All right. Mr. Locaro, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I hope I'm not butchering his name. If he comes on the show, once he comes on, he is scheduled. But, you know, things happen. All right. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show live. And once again, I always try to thank people who listen to the show live or who even archive the show live. Archiving, from what I'm understanding, is a lot better than almost listening live because people can just listen any time of their convenience. I have over 100 shows. I would have had about 200 or 300 shows, but some shows I deleted because I felt they were out of date, out of touch, and I wanted to kind of upgrade them and bring them into the norm of what's happening today. So a few shows, but they weren't that old. They were good shows, but it was just taking up too much space on my hard drive, I believe. And so I got rid of them. I kept the best ones. The best ones are still here, and you can listen to them. You can download them. You can podcast them. You can anytime you want. They're always on. They're always here. They're always ready for you to download. You don't have to even have to download the show. You can just click on it and just listen. You know, you don't have to tie up that room, tie up none of that precious room on your hard drive. So, and my shows are free. They're all free. I mean, you pay nothing. I mean, you come on the show, you be a guest on the show, you don't pay anything. Some hosts charge, you know, people, artists. I mean, if you want to push your product or services, some radio hosts will charge you for that. I don't do that. I don't charge you. It's free until I can find out a way to charge you. Just joking. All right. Let's move right along. Let's move right along until the guest calls in. Okay, they're still talking about toxic water in Flint, Michigan. And that's a bad scene. They want this guy now to appear before Congress, the governor. It's obvious. This was a plan. They planned this. And now that they've gotten their asses caught, everybody is saying, well, I apologize. I didn't mean it. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. But these people had numerous times when people were complaining about this. They ignored it. They boo-hooed it. They didn't listen to the people. They didn't listen to the public. This is what politicians do. Once they're in office, they don't listen to you. They boo-hoo you. They throw you off, you know. But when they're trying to get your vote, oh, they're all in your face. They're all in your face listening to you as they're trying to get their vote because that camera is on them, you know. But once you vote their asses in office, hey, they don't listen to you no more. And this is what happened here. This governor, his officials, the other politicians of that state, it was clear warning that there was something wrong with this water. It shouldn't have been switched over to try to save money. $5 million or something or so. But what you got here, you got 10 people dead so far from what I hear. And there's lots of people who are sick and will be sick for the rest of their lives drinking lead-based water. Lead-based water. And now the governor is being asked to come before Congress and probably more likely answer some press questions. You know, he's already released his emails, and some of that is damaging. And some people are saying that's not enough. That's not enough, you know. So they want his head. They want his – and I don't blame him. But my thinking is – you don't have to agree with this if you don't want to. My thinking is that this was deliberate. They felt that these people were nothing but poor people. They were poor. They didn't have any voice. They weren't being heard. They were out in the boondocks. Nobody knew them. Nobody recognized them. In higher ups, I'm talking about politicians – blew them off. They were just poor. So why not switch their water? What the hell? Nobody cares about them anyway. So, you know, but then these people, they got caught. They got caught doing wrong. Because from my understanding, before all of this actually happened of people dying, the governor and his people were warned several times that there was something wrong with the water. And they ignored it several times. And now this governor has lawsuits up his ass, rightly so. He should resign. I'm with Michael Moore. I think he should be arrested and put in jail because this is murder. He deliberately switched that water over, clean water over to dirty water, to poison the poor of Flint, Michigan, because in his mind, he's a Republican. In his mind, they were garbage, disposable. That's how I'm thinking, because this is a Republican governor. He's white. They're black. He's rich. They're poor. And as we all know, the Republicans, they do not care anything about you if you don't have as much money as they do. You can forget it. You can forget it. So that's my thinking on this. 347-857-1762. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. And Bernie Sanders is surging. Bernie is surging in especially in New Hampshire. I'm thinking and I'm hearing that he's about to take the lead. He is about to take the lead in Iowa. And Hillary is coming out blasting. She is saying that in some instances, she's saying that no way a socialist can be elected president of the United States. Clinton has even gotten her surrogates going around the tree blasting Bernie Sanders, saying that his ideas could never work. She's desperate. He's leading her. He's taking over. Bernie has the youth on his side. Young people are flocking to Bernie Sanders in droves. In droves. Hillary Clinton, she has to find a way to stop this. Or she could wind up losing, which is fine with me, okay? Which is fine with me because Hillary, she's not right. I think, but however, if she somehow lucks up and get the nomination, I will vote for her, and I will be pushing that everybody else vote for her also. But until that, Bernie Sanders is the man. He is the man, and he knows he's the man. And Bernie Sanders, if you think about it, Bernie Sanders has said so many nice things about Hillary Clinton, even on the debate stage. And for Hillary to come around and just stab him in the back like this is just ridiculous. She lied on him about his health care, his health care plan. Right there on stage, right on television, she brought her daughter out to lie. And they're still doubling down on that lie as I speak today. Bernie Sanders said, that's nonsense. That's a lie. That's not true. He told her that on the debate stage. And everybody in the world was saying, hey, you're right, Bernie. She is lying. Ed Schultz on his show said he was lying. Everybody. Every radio talk show host out there said she was lying. And she was. And she still is. She's desperate. She don't want to lose. She said plainly that she did not want to lose. She's going to lose. We want Bernie. I want Bernie Sanders. He is it. You got some critics out there saying that Bernie's too old. He can't win. Bernie's a socialist. He can't win. Donald Trump is calling him a wacko. Wow, that wacko is beating Hillary Clinton. Those are his words. Wacko. And there's no bigger wacko than Donald Trump. This guy, I don't know, they don't like Donald Trump. The Republicans do not like Ted Cruz. But they got to go with one of them because, more than likely Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. But Ted Cruz is, at this moment, from what I'm hearing, is easing up behind him. He's very close, if not tied with Donald Trump. But nationally, I believe Donald Trump is way ahead. Nationally, way ahead of Ted Cruz. So you know what? This is so interesting. This is so interesting. Someone said that this is a great show. It's going to be a great show. Everybody sit down and just and just enjoy it. Enjoy the show because the Republican side of it is going to be amusing. Don't forget Sarah Palin. People are talking about maybe Sarah Palin is going to be the Vice President of the United States. For Donald Trump to be Vice President of the United States. We all know in reality, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Also on the show today, I've re-included the smart quiz questions. When I first started off doing the show, I had the smart quiz questions, and I took them away for a while. Now I'm bringing them back. I'm incorporating them as we speak into the show. So the smart quiz questions for the day is how many states are there in the United States? Well, they're easy. What can I tell you? I don't try to make things hard for my listeners or my guests. I don't try to do a comfortable and just as easiest as possible. I think that's the best way to go. All right, we're going to take a break right here. I will be back. Let's see what we get. We've got so much to cover on the show today. Let's see. What is this? New ads. Oh, yeah, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are running ads in Ohio, you know. But somehow people are saying they're more taken with Bernie's ads than they are Hillary's, because Bernie ads incorporates young people and even incorporates a Simon and Garfunkel song about America. And that's great. I've seen partials of it on the video, on television, but not the entire, you know, ad that Bernie has. But they're saying that they have ads, and there's 11 days till the Iowa caucus for voting. So Hillary's got a long way to go on this. So, and Bernie is surging past Hillary. There is no doubt about it. I mean, in different polls, you may see in Iowa, you may see Bernie behind 2 or 3 points, or you may see him tied, or you may see him in front. In some polls, you may find that Hillary may still be in front. But New Hampshire, he has actually surged way ahead of Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on the Block Talk Radio right here on WTTTY Radio Network. And I'm having fun. This is great. Call in. If you don't want to call in, sit back, listen to the listen to me, listen to what's going on. I'm trying to give you some information. If I don't, then, you know, you can always call in and bitch with me. All right. Be right back, folks. Stay right there.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
I guess some of you have heard that Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois, wants to take over Chicago and wants to take over the schools. I mean, this guy, he is just relentless in wanting to bust unions. He is just relentless in wanting to break the backs of unions. I mean, he called Rahm Emanuel some of everything. He said Rahm was a coward. He was afraid of the unions. And I'm quoting him. He says he's not afraid to take on the unions. He's afraid of this. He's afraid of that. He's going to give in to the unions. He wants to take over the Chicago public schools. He wants them to go bankrupt, which I do not want. We have a governor in the state of Illinois who doesn't know how to govern, who doesn't know a thing about governing a state. This is not a nursing home, Bruce. He doesn't know. He doesn't know the, and I don't think he really cares to know about governing. He wants things his way. Bruce Rauner wants to be the king of Illinois, and it's not going to happen. He's not going to take over the schools. The schools are not going to go bankrupt. He is not going to get his hands on Chicago. He's not going to do that. Some radio hosts saying that Bruce Rauner, he doesn't realize that Chicago is also within the state of Illinois. He may not. He may not. This guy is a sad individual for a governor. Thinking that the Democrats are going to give in, cave in to his nonsense. This guy is plotting every step of the way. All the when you're not hearing from Bruce Rauner and you don't see him on television, he's somewhere in a dark room with his surrogates plotting a million ways on how to hurt Illinois. A million ways on how he can bust unions without going through the legislature. Because the legislature is not going to have any of this. He forgets that there are three branches of government. And each three branches of government, each one, have just as much power as the other. Bruce Rauner is not the king of Illinois. Bruce Rauner would never be the king of Illinois. He wants to be it. He wants to control everything. He's a billionaire, millionaire, Well, anyway, he's got money. And as I speak, he's buying up politicians. One of the reasons why the legislature in Illinois cannot override Bruce Rauner is because Bruce Rauner is buying off Democratic politicians to not vote the way the Democratic legislature want them to vote, even though they're Democrats. Bruce is buying politicians. On the Democratic side, also buying politicians on the Republican side. Buying people to go out and spill out his crazy-ass message of busting unions, holding this city hostage, holding this state hostage. He's going to give us what we want, but we have to give him the unions. This man, Bruce Rauner, this guy, he really wants to bust unions so bad his pants is falling down. I mean, if you saw him the other night on television, he was mean-looking, fuming at the mouth. This is how much he hates unions. And this is why I say he must be plotting every second, every minute of the day on how to take over the unions. He can't stand them. And a lot of people are saying that it was wrong for him to diss or Mayor Emanuel down, kick Mayor Emanuel while he's down. Down meaning that people are still calling for Mayor Emanuel to resign over the Laquan McDonald shooting 16 times and a cover-up. Emanuel is down. But then there are some people that are saying this is going to resurrect Emanuel because so many people dislike Bruce Rauner, and he's at a 32% approval job rating in the state of Illinois. So many people dislike Bruce Rauner that they rather have Mayor Emanuel, because he seems as though he's on the side of the people. But then there's others who are saying that maybe Mayor Emanuel and Bruce Rauner are in cahoots some sort of way. I hope not. But you never know with politicians. But I'm going to say this again. Bruce Rauner wants to buy up Illinois. Bruce Rauner wants to convince me and you that he's on our side. He is not on your side, anyone's side. He's on the side of big money. He's on the side of the people who are pushing money into his campaign. There's people on the outside. His rich buddies are funneling money into him so he can keep on trying to bust unions. But he'll never bust a union in the state of Illinois as long as the Democrats stand pat, he will never be able to do that. And from my understanding, that is what they're doing, the Dems. But this man wants to bust unions. He wants Chicago to turn over its schools to him. And he's saying nothing's going to happen. The teachers won't be laid off. The classrooms will not be impacted. That's a total lie. I'm here to tell you now, folks, believe anything Bruce Rauner will tell you. Do not believe anything that's coming out of his mouth. It's all lies. It's all ridiculous. It's all to get your for something you don't know is coming. Bruce Rauner lies through his teeth. He gets on television and he lies through his teeth. He wants support. He will not get it. You know, he wants to take over Chicago schools. He wants to bust unions. Like, I mean, this guy, he dreams about busting unions. I bet he goes home and he have nightmares or dreams about the rotten school system in Chicago, and he wants to bust unions because he just doesn't like unions. My son asked me, Daddy, why does Bruce Rauner want to take over the Chicago schools? I say he wants to tear down the unions. Apparently he feels that Mary is too cowardly to do that. So he wants to, why does he want to bust the unions? Because they're too powerful. Now, I haven't heard anybody say that the unions in the state of Illinois is powerful. I'm the only one who's saying it. But that's what that is why he wants to bust unions. They are too damn powerful. Too damn powerful. You know, if he busts the unions, you know, he may be able to stay in office. He may be able to buy politicians off. He may be able to replace Democrats with Republicans, which is what he wants to do. What his pipe dream is to make Illinois a Republican state in 8 years. That's his pipe dream. That's what he wants to do. And he's going to use his money, and he's going to use the money of his rich buddies to do it with, because they're funneling money in all the time. He's got $36 million in his war chest to try to upend the politicians, the Democratic politicians in Illinois, to replace them with his surrogates, his flunkies, his flunky Republicans in the state of Illinois. We're not going to let that happen. That's not going to happen. Bruce Rauner is not king. He will not. He will never be king of Illinois. You know, but the man just cannot. I just can't believe it. I was watching his face the other day as he was standing there at the microphone and just vilifying unions. And just vilifying unions. He was tearing unions apart. The guy does not like unions. He does not like Mayor Emanuel. At least that's the feeling that I have gotten with this. And he will never take over Chicago Public Schools. You know, that will never happen. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Check me out on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, right here. I'm all over the place, LinkedIn. Facebook, as I've always say, we're always doing something on this show, so stay here. Okay, Bruce Rauner said, Rahm caved in, afraid of teachers. He won't fight back. And Rauner is just like, wow, this guy doesn't know anything about being a governor of Illinois, a big state like this. He's never ran for any office before in his life. All right, 347-857-1762. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show live. We are live, and the weather is kind of beautiful. You know, it's kind of beautiful. Last few days, it was cold as hell. What else can I say? All right, we're going to go to the phones right now. Okay. You're on the air with George Wilder Jr. Go right ahead.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Locario. How's it going?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay, you're pretty famous, huh? You're a rapper. You're a relationship motivational speaker. Let me see what it says here. wow, 14 plus years performed under the name of Trends ABC Family. I'm just reading it. VH1, Rolling Stone magazine, Blender, Sauce. Hey, welcome to the show.
What's going on, man? How you been?
I'm all right, man. I'm just a little, you know, a little taken back that it's so nice and it's not as cold as it's been. A few days,
Man,
it was like freezing his ass off here, man. It was just wow. And I'm just elated that it's not doing that now. But I understand I understand that the East Coast is going to be getting it in a day or so.
Yeah, I think it might be a storm or something. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on.
I was hearing that on the news. So, hey, wow, tell us about yourself. I mean, tell the audience what you do. I mean, if I haven't done a good job at introducing you, you can do that yourself. So,
Basically, I'm a dating and life coach, so I help people find what they want in their dating life. So I basically just assist people in getting, you know, exactly what they're looking for. So I try to, help them realistically figure out what they want, how to get it, and how to make it, you know, happen for themselves, you know.
Okay, all right. So Tell us about your rapping career. You're a rapping you're a rap artist?
Before I was coaching, I used to do rap music, so I came out with, like, a lot of different mixtapes. You'll probably find some of them online if you type in Trends mixtapes, because Trends was my rap name, so I used to do that, you know, before I was getting into the coaching stuff. And I used to just do it, you know, I was doing it for fun. I was actually going to try to do it professionally. I got a couple of deals, but that never really worked out. So and after a while, I was like, you know, this is cool, but it wasn't really, like, my calling. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I wanted to do something else. You know, that was really more,
it's
kind of happened to more people.
That's kind of happened to me, too. And I've always said, if you're going to go for something in life, make sure you go for at least three or four things, because two things might just not work out for you. Might not. But
definitely, you never know.
So that's what I always tell my son. Get into, if he's going to have two or three talents, make sure you have two or three talents in case, you know, one or two doesn't work out, and then maybe that third one will.
Right.
All right. Have you written a book? I see the truth The truth is inside you.
Yeah, so that's actually my slogan, the truth is inside you. So basically, like, everything that I do falls under that, like, you know, that slogan, meaning I'm trying to, like, help people understand that what they want and what they need and what they're really about, you know, they already know within themselves. But a lot of times we are looking outside of ourselves and we're looking at what we think people want to see from us, and we're looking at what society's telling us to do in order to, you know, to dictate what we should do. And what I say is the truth is inside you, meaning, like, you know, you can figure out what you really want and go after that, and that's okay to do. And we've been conditioned to feel like we have to always follow the crowd. We have to always do what everybody else is doing instead of being true to ourselves. And it's like a lot of people are scared to be true to themselves and be honest with themselves because they're scared that they might not get accepted for who they really are. You understand? So that's kind of like, you know, what I put out there. And I have a couple of books. Like, one of my books is called The Magnificent 10 Crucial Dating Tips for Men. So I teach, you know, guys different tips on how to date. And I have another book for women called It's Your Fault, You're Single, Tips on Finding Mr. Right. So I have, like, you know, a book there to tell women how to, you know, take more responsibility for their love life. So I think a lot of times women will be a little too passive in their situations when they're trying to make something happen with the man. So, you know.
Okay. And you are also available for individual support and counseling.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So I do, like, you know, individual coaching. I do Skype coaching. So if anyone's, you know, in Chicago, I'm in New York. If you want to do it on Skype, you can do that. You know, if someone's anywhere else in the world, so that's the good thing about the internet. I also do email coaching. phone coaching, in-person coaching. So it's a lot of different things because, you know, with the coaching, it's actually something that it helps you out on an individualistic basis because, you know, there's a lot of general things you can learn. But once you get, you know, to what your specific issue is or what you need help with, that could really help you out, you know. Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about, I'll say you're into you're a motivational speaker and sometimes into relationships. How do you keep a woman away from a I'm just going to ask you a question. How do you keep a woman away from somebody who may be abusive? What would you tell them?
Right. Well, the thing is you sort of it's a hard thing because the woman, she would need to really want to get away from that guy because a lot of times women will run back to guys like that and they just, you know, they just keep coming back and you know, it's something that's a psychological thing that's wrong with her where she feels the need to actually run back to him, or she might be scared to leave him because she might feel like she needs him for maybe financial support or whatever it is. They might have kids together and everything like that. So the thing is, all you can do really at that point is, you know, to her, you need to just let her know that you're, you know, you're there for her. If she needs help, to let you know that you'll help her out and try to sort of encourage her to, you know, to get out that situation. But ultimately, you know, it's really up to her to get out that situation, because even if you physically was to, like, tell her to come with you, come to my house, you can stay here, you know, the next day she'll run away right back to that guy. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
it's,
you know what, that is totally true. And that's something I never understood. Why somebody just beat you down and you still gonna run back to them? To me, there, like, personally, to me, there is no excuse for a woman to stay with someone who is abusive. There,
right,
I mean,
I
they
agree.
Try to come up with abuse. You know, there is no. Well, he really loves me. No, he don't. He does not love you.
right.
And they stay in that situation. They stay in that situation, but you know what? Like you, I believe like you. If they wanted to get out of that relationship, they could and they would. They stay because they want to.
Right.
Some of them do. I'm not gonna put them all in that category, but some might. But I think women nowadays are just. I mean, if someone is abusive, treating them wrong, they just get up and walk.
Right. I mean, and that's a good thing too. If someone's being abusive, it's best to get out of that situation, you know. And a lot of times, you know, women will stay because, you know, they're so used to it and they're, you know, it becomes like a natural thing, almost like they feel like they deserve that type of treatment in certain cases. So that's why they'll stay also, because they feel like they don't deserve better than that. They feel like that it's, you know, that it's justified. Like they'll start making excuses for the guy abusing them. You know what I mean? So it's like,
start making excuses.
It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Excuse me, I don't mean to talk over you, but there was one time I was walking down the street of my area here, and I was just it was a nice day just walking, and these two ladies were talking, and I just overheard them talk. And one of them said that if a man did not beat her, it meant that he did not love her.
Wow.
And I was just floored. She said that if my man didn't beat me, it meant that he doesn't love me. And I wanted to turn around and say, "Are you crazy?" But I kept going, and I, you know.
Wow, no, it's crazy. That's a crazy mentality right there too, you know, because that's the thing. Like, that's how some women will look at love, or look at, you know, that's the thing that shows them that the guy loves them. Like, you, that same lady will have a guy treat her really nice, you know, be respectful towards her, and she will leave him and get with a guy who's going to beat her over the head. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So, you know, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, most ladies, most women do not want nice guys. They want somebody that's, you know, some thug or something. A nice guy, they'll spit on a nice guy.
Right.
You know, a nice guy will give them everything they want, but they'll settle for that dirtbag thug over there.
Right. And again, that's what I'm saying, where it's like some of them feel like that. Some of them feel like they deserve that. That's the reason. It's like, you know, it's one of those things where if you feel like certain people have like a thing where they don't feel like they deserve success. And success can be in different, you know, situations, different forms. So, like, when you talk about relationships and a successful relationship, some people don't feel like they deserve a successful relationship. So when they do get with a guy who's a really nice guy and who's, like, you know, a cool guy and a guy that would be good for them, they'll sabotage that on purpose because they don't want to have to deal with that, because they feel like that, oh, it's gonna mess up anyway, this guy's going to leave me because I don't deserve a guy like that. And they'll get with the guy who, you know, abusive and messing everything up because they feel like that's where they're comfortable at. You know what I mean? So it's really coming from their mind and how they view themselves and how they value themselves, you know?
So, yeah. Crazy. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, so basically, my company is called iTax Media. It's I-T-A-K-K-S, and it's actually an acronym. It stands for I Think All Kinds of Kids Succeed, because me and my business partner, we started it when we were about, like, 16. So we were young when we started our company, and this is when we just started, you know, doing different, like, music projects and stuff like that. And so basically the meaning of it is really saying that, you know, you can succeed as long as you believe you can do it, and then you keep going and you don't give up, and you keep striving for what you want. And so we also do photography and videography services. So we do, like, we do weddings, we film music videos and stuff like that for artists and everything like that. So, you know, we do a lot of different stuff, and my coaching services is under the umbrella of that company too. So that's how, you know, we basically make everything work.
Okay, do you have a website?
Yeah, so you can definitely find me on MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. Or you can check me out at MrLocarioTV.com. That's MrLocarioTV.com. And also have a membership program. So for the guys, you can go to BadBoyMembership.com, where you can you have 45 to 90 minutes audio and video tutorials of how to, like, you know, date and everything like that. Yeah.
Also blog.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I got a lot of blogs on Mr. Locario TV, so free daily blogs that you can check out on there too, you know.
Oh, wow. Do you have an upcoming book that you can probably tell us about?
Yeah, so actually I have a book coming out later this year called What's Good, and this is actually going to be my first motivational / like inspirational book about, like, you know, happiness, motivation, goal setting stuff, you know, different things like that. So, you know, that's going to be the first book that I'm coming out with that you know, tackles those topics, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Okay, all right. What has been your toughest criticism given to you as a writer or as a motivational speaker?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. Like, I get a lot of people who like say that I'm too mean. I'm too. I heard, you know, people tell me they tell me I'm too mean. I'm too rough. I've heard people tell me I'm misogynistic. You know, so it's like, and the thing is that I sort of say the real thing. Like, I sort of say what's really happening. And I think what happens is that people in society are so scared to give honest opinions and answers and actually talk about what's really going on, because a lot of times the reality of the situation isn't pretty. It isn't, like, nice all the time. But the thing is that if you actually want help out of the situations you're in, if you actually want success, you have to tackle the real problem. It's almost like when those people in those, like, AA meetings, and you got to stand up and you got to say, hi, my name is so-and-so, I'm an alcoholic. Like, you have to say you're an alcoholic so that we can get past you being that. You understand? We can't pretend you're not an alcoholic and then you get, you know, help. You know what I mean? So that's how it is. You gotta really be out there and be honest with this. Yeah. You know?
Okay, what is some of your best compliments that you've received?
Oh man, like some of the best stuff is that people have emailed me from, like, basically all over the world and told me that, you know, that I've changed their lives or changed their perspective. Mm. You know, that I've actually had people tell me that, you know, they've gotten boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, all of that type of stuff through listening to my advice and actually applying it. You know what I mean? And that's the thing where I like the fact that I'm able to help people with their situations and actually have them in, you know, better situations, you know?
Yeah. So that sounds great. It sounds wonderful, man. And I wish you lots of luck at this because it sounds like something America could really need. I mean, especially when it comes to relationships, because we're in and out of love all the time.
Right. Definitely.
So what is the best way to keep a relationship together?
The best way to keep it together and keep it going
is you
have to first be honest with yourself about what you want, mm-hmm. and then you have to be honest with the person you're with. And the thing is, the reason why a lot of relationships don't work out or, it's cut short is because the person is not honest with what they really want. And they might be just doing things for another person, or they're doing things that they think they're supposed to do. And the person that they're with is not getting the real honest the honest answers, and they're not seeing that person for who they really are. And then, as the relationship is supposed to progress, you have people who have resentment. So a person might, let's say, for example, a guy, he ends up marrying some woman, but he didn't really want to get married. He just got married because he felt sort of pressured, and, his family was like, oh, you're getting older, you should get married. So he's like, all right, I'm going to get married. But he doesn't really want to do that. He's not really, he might like the woman that he's with, he might love her, but he's probably not ready for that situation. And he ends up doing it just because he feels like he's supposed to versus he actually wanting to do it. And when you start doing things because you're feeling pressured, you're not really being authentic. You're not being, congruent within yourself. And then that's going to cause problems. So what I tell people to make relationships work is that you got to be 100% honest with yourself, and then also honest with the other people that you're dealing with. And then that's how, it'll flow better,
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
Definitely.
All right. Is there anything you would like to say that you haven't said already on the George Wilder Jr. Show pertaining to relationships or pertaining to what you do?
Yeah, basically, I just always tell people all the time that, you just have to, figure out who you are and what you're about.
Yeah.
And then everything will basically fall into place. You know what I mean? And that's where, the basis of everything is. And the thing is that we're constantly changing, so you have to sort of check in with yourself to see where you're at and, not feel like you have to hold on to, how you were and, don't feel like you need to do something. It's like, how are you right now? How are you feeling? Be that, understand that, and then you actually attract what you want because you're, being authentic with who you are. And that's going to really, change how things happen for you and what you're doing and, all the situations that you have are going to benefit you,
And why should people listen to you? There are so many other people out here talking about relationships and togetherness and staying together. Why should they listen to you more so than those other people?
Right. Well, the thing is, I'll be the first one to say that, you should listen to as many people as possible and see what resonates with you. So I'm not going to say, don't listen to those other guys, just listen to me. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, I'm for what's going to help you. So for example, I might say something that, only a part of it might resonate with you. So take that part and make that help you to grow. You understand?
Exactly.
And then somebody else might say something that might resonate with you also. So you want to basically, be open to all things for it to benefit you. Because it's about you. So it's about you having your personal development. So I'm basically here to basically, I say, even remind you of that. You understand? So I think that would be a benefit for someone listening to me to remind you that, you got to understand that this is about your life and this is about you improving yourself and getting what you want.
Yes.
So, open yourself up to as many, as much information as you can, talk to as many people as you can, whatever's going to help you have better situations, better relationships, definitely do that,
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds great. I'm going to send you a copy of this show once it is podcasted and archived. So you can put it into your blog or your website.
Oh, definitely. Sounds good.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
No problem. You too.
All right, take care.
All right, that was Mr. Lucaro on the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be back. I'm going to take a break, folks. Stay with me.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. We are back. That was I Take Us, Mr. Lucario on the show. He was great. He was wonderful. He will be back. I will ask him to come back on the show, and hopefully we can get some calls and you can ask him questions on the subjects that he's talking about. But anyway, let's get back. We are back on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Glad you're here. Glad you're back. And everything seems to be wonderful. Don't you think?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay. He was great. He was great. So tomorrow I will not be on the air. I will not be on Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to take those days off to do some writing and some editing. I need to do some editing. The editing has to be done. So that's something I have to do. So I won't be back on after tonight. I won't be back on the radio show until Monday, January 25th. And I'm have to do some booking. I have to book more guests to be on the show. I look at my email. My email box is flooded with people who are asking to be on the show. So I have to go through that and pick and choose. You know, I said this before. There's so many slots I have open, and I can't book everyone who wants to be on the show, but I try to do my best to get the best people to be on the show. And I just hate saying to people, you can't be on the show because I don't have a slot for you. They're all filled up. Then I have to tell people, maybe next time you can be on the show. But, you know, my email box is always filled up with people who are asking to be on the show. And I want to say I appreciate all of you people who are out there who are asking to be on the show. And I will try to do my best to book you. But if I don't book you this time, there's always a next time that you can be booked, because there's so many people. I just can't do it all. Book everybody who wants to be on the show. But I try. Okay. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show on George Wilder Jr. Show. All righty. We are, see what we can pull up here. Okay. We were talking about the state takeover of the schools in Illinois by Bruce Rauner. It ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. This guy is not going to be king of Illinois. Okay, like I said before the segment with my guest, Bruce Rauner, he doesn't know a thing about governing. I mean, his rich friends are pouring in money into Illinois so he can unseat the Democrats in the legislature of Illinois. That ain't going to happen. Bruce Rauner has to realize there's three branches of government in every state, including Illinois. You got the legislature, the judicial, and the executive. Each one of those branches have equal power. So basically, if you think about it, Bruce Rauner is not running Illinois. He's a governor, but he's not running Illinois because there's a Democratic majorities in both houses of the General Assembly in Illinois. So practically the Democrats is running it. The only thing that Bruce Rauner can do is propose. That's all he can do. He can propose things to happen. He can just say what he thinks ought to happen or what he wants to happen. But in order for anything he says to pass, it has to go through the Democratic legislature. And if it's about breaking the morals and values of the Democratic Party, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And, you know, him and his minions, his flunkies, Republican flunkies that are going around the state babbling and lying, saying that everything is going to fall apart unless Bruce Rauner gets his hands on everything. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous, baby. It ain't going to happen. Bruce Rauner, I'm going to try and get a clip of that, you know, so I can play it on the show and let you guys hear it in case you haven't heard it. But, you know, it's all over the internet. It's all over YouTube. It's everywhere what this guy said, actually, he said it yesterday, that Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, was weak. He was afraid of his teachers' unions. He was going to give in. I kind of agree with him there. Emanuel, he does give in to the unions. In some instances, Emanuel doesn't like the unions either, but he doesn't like Rauner even more. So, you know, that's that, you know. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. And something is going to happen. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. You know, I've always said, hey, take a front row seat because this show is going to be great. And the thing about it, the people of Illinois, the children of the Chicago Public Schools are right in the middle of this mess that's being fought in the front of the world by incompetent mismanagement of our politicians. This has nothing to do with the teachers, the schools, the people of Illinois. This is politics. This is politicians who are screwing everything up. And they expect us to sit back and take it. No, 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 no. We are not going to sit back and take it. The people of Illinois and the citizens of Chicago, we are not helpless. If we want to take this country back, we want to take this state back, we have to rise up out of them. Get up off that couch, off that chair, standing on that damn corner, put that bottle of wine down, put that cigarette down, start thinking about taking back your country, taking back your state, taking back your city, taking back your schools. Stop sitting around, moping around, waiting for someone else to fight your battles for you. You fight your own battles, and you bring other people in to fight their battles, but long as you guys fighting about the same thing, which is democracy. We have to do something. The politicians are going to put it on us. They're going to put everything in hell on us. If we don't fight back, if they see that we're going to lay back and take it, they're going to put it all on us, all the negativity. They're going to stop your rights for voting. They're going to bust unions. And you know, if they bust unions, you know what's going to happen? Your pay is going to drop down. How do you feel about working for $2 an hour? That's going to happen if Rauner gets his mitts on public schools and the unions. You won't have no say in what you do at work. They can bust your days down, take days from you, fire you if you say that you want to go home because you're sick. You will have no protections. You have to get up off your ass and take it to the politicians because they're bringing it to you. And just like I've just got through saying, people sit around on their ass waiting for someone else to fight the good fight for them. So they're getting their asses out there doing it themselves. And the politicians just wreaking havoc on everybody, especially and I'm talking, when I say politicians, I'm talking about both Democrats and Republicans, because you got some terrible ass Democrats in office too, turncoats, voting the other way when they should be voting for your interest, voting for the Republican interest, because the Republicans are lining the Democrats' pockets with cash. And who do we have for this, to blame for this? All this money infusion into politics, who do we have to blame? We have the Supreme Court. Not the Illinois Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court to blame for this. Five Republicans, four Democrats. I'm pretty sure the Democrats voted against big money, but the five Republicans, they are the majority. So it went over. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. And that's what's running our Congress, money. That's why there's so many politicians in Congress, U.S. Congress, bought and paid for, bought off. Just like Bernie Sanders said the other day, Most of them people in Congress, those politicians, they don't represent you or me. They don't care about what we want. We're the public. They don't give a damn about what we want. It's what they want. And it's what the donors want. It's what the corporations want. It's what the millionaires and billionaires want. Not you or me, Q public, the Americans, not us, even though we're the ones who gave them their jobs. We're putting their asses in office. We're the taxpayers. We're paying them. But they won't do what we say. They won't listen to us. They boo-hoo us. They tell us, go to hell. You know, this is why I say we have to rise up against the Republicans. Numbers matter. You don't have any money. You're not rich like they are. I'm not rich like they are. But we can still make changes with our vote. We can change things with our vote. We can change things in numbers. Numbers count. The numbers, the number of votes, the number of people that show up, that show up and protest against these clowns. We can get changes that way. If Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, Cruz win in November of 2016, of this year, we are screwed. We are screwed. Screwed. Forget it. And don't think it can't happen. We are screwed. And I'm an independent. We are screwed. America is screwed. Ted Cruz may seem right out there, but once he gets in the office, he's going to dismantle everything. We're going to go into a war. That's the first thing they're thinking about is war. Republicans, war. And Obama said the other night when he was doing his last State of the Union address that he was sorry that he could not bring America together. That he was sorry for that. Some of it might be his fault, but a lot of it is not. I mean, you can't work with people who don't want to work with you. You can't work with people who are always obstructing you. But there are some things he could have done. He could have used more of his executive authority. Somehow I think he refused. But people just have to rise up. You gotta get up off your ass and do something. And the best thing that you can do now is vote. And as for Illinois, Bruce Rauner, we can drive his ass right out. We can impeach him. It should be, now he's, from my understanding, Bruce Rauner's, his job approval rating is at 32%. I think it's lower than that. But here's what I want to say. Here's what I want to talk about. Bruce Rauner is at 32%. I think any time a politician's approval rating go below a certain level, I think they should be impeached and thrown out. Because that means that the people are not satisfied with their performance. And if someone is not satisfied with your performance, you're fired. I mean, at a regular job, every 6 months, you have a performance review. Okay? You have a performance review. If you have a bad performance review, it doesn't mean you're going to get fired. It means that you better straighten up or you will get fired. Or you will be fired. But my thing is, for a politician, Bruce Rauner or someone else, if your job approval rating dips below 30%, at least below 30%, which I think Bruce Rauner is at, he should be fired. If we were neglectful in our job duties, they would kick us to the side of the road in a minute. Rauner can be impeached. Impeachment is in the Illinois Constitution for the governor. I don't know why people are not circulating petitions on impeachment. The guy is not doing his job. He's blaming others. He's lying. He's not telling the truth. He wants to be the kingmaker of Illinois. He wants to strip power away from the Democratic legislature so he can run Chicago, take over the Chicago schools. This was not a part of his turnaround agenda. This is something that he just now decided to incorporate. And it's not going to happen, from my understanding, with Michael Madigan and John Cullerton. They say it's not going to happen. Let's hope it doesn't happen. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm ranting so much I can't even say it straight. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And I will be right back. I'm playing the same old musical song.
Let me just say this. While we become outraged with all the violence in Chicago, we've got to connect the dots. It is no coincidence that homicides are up and shootings are up. This weekend, 2 killed, 45 shot this weekend. And all this is going on while the governor has cut all summer employment jobs, and while the governor has ended all anti-violence jobs in this state. It's no coincidence when you're on the street and you're abandoned by the government why violence is up in this city and why violence is up in this state. The governor is a co-conspirator of what's going on right now in the streets of Chicago. We got to make him understand that Illinois is not another business investment of his. Illinois is a state where there's people whose lives are at risk. Don't treat this like some business investment, Bruce. Treat this like there's people who elected you. This is our money. This is tax money. We have a say-so in what happens with this.
How dare this man close the doors on our children? What's the difference in what he's doing now than Bull Connor did back in the day? We're not going to take it, ladies and gentlemen. The governor wants to balance the budget off of poor people. people, off of handicapped people, off of the mentally ill. Ladies and gentlemen, he wants to balance the budget off our baby. But guess what? Have you ever heard him talking about telling his corporate people to take a pay cut?
No.
Have you ever heard him talk about reducing some of those corporate loopholes?
No.
Have you ever heard him talking about, okay, we have been in the crisis here in Illinois. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's really the economy. And everybody has not been paying their fair share. There's some boys on LaSalle Street that make billions and billions of dollars. And I'm like the governor, quite frankly. I don't want to raise taxes, but I want everybody to pay their fair share. And they are making some transactions that they're not paying taxes on. So the only thing I'm saying to the governor, make sure that everybody's in, including my baby, and nobody's left out, including your friends. So with that being said, Mr. Governor, let us go back to Springfield. You want a budget? Let's talk about a budget. Let us gather the money from the guys on LaSalle Street and let's have a financial transaction tax. And then when we get finished doing that, Mr. Governor, let's develop our own bank like North Dakota. And if that's not enough, Mr. Governor, let's get rid of the insurance industry and have a single payer health care so everybody can truly be in and nobody be left out.
Don't mess with my children. You know something? We don't have to put up with a bully. A bully cannot win when people stand together. A bully cannot win when you're standing with your brothers and your sisters. A bully can't win when you build coalitions in the neighborhood. A bully only wins when you let him. Right now we have a coalition of individuals because we understand what Governor Rauner does not understand, and that is everything is connected. We are connected to one another. Child care is connected to a good education. Education is connected to health care because you're not going to learn if you're sick. You're not going to learn if you're hungry. That's connected to a good job. That's connected to this state. This is not about one person who doesn't want to turn us around. He wants to turn us backwards. We are not going backwards. This is not we're going to be standing up here in the street, dancing, working for free. This is our state. This is not Ronnerville. This is not Trump City. No, this is the city and the state of the people of Illinois that deserve the best that it has to offer. We are not going to be held hostage. We are not going to be held against our will. Our children are not going to be the cannon fodder to fight your fight. This is something that needs to be addressed. We want the governor as your voice and as your ears down in Springfield. We want the governor to come to the table not talking about things that doesn't need. We don't need to be talking about remapping.
Right.
A budget has nothing to do with remapping.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a term limit. It's called.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
All right. With days to go before the lead-off Iowa caucuses, Hillary Clinton is ramping up her attacks on fellow Democrat Bernie Sanders, saying she is not interested in ideas that will never make it in the real world. And Bernie Sanders is saying, hey, this is not pipe dreams. I'm not talking about pipe dreams here, you know, but she's desperate. Her husband is desperate. They're both trying to stop Bernie Sanders because he's surging in both of those states, New Hampshire and Iowa, and the caucuses are, I believe, in 11 days. Okay, before over 500 people at Simpson College in Indiola Thursday, the former Secretary of State offered a sharp assessment of the Vermont Senator's proposals for a single-payer health care system, saying it would lead to gridlock in Washington. Of course it would, especially if you had a Republican Congress, but we are pushing for a Democratic. Okay, she also questioned his foreign policy ideas. I think Bernie is spot on. they are trying to do anything they can to take away his momentum. Bernie Sanders, go, go, go. Okay, I've had people call here and say, George, stop bashing Hillary. Hillary is Wall Street. Hillary is money. She's taking money. She's in the pockets of donors. She's in the pockets of the rich. And she doesn't answer questions. And she lied on Bernie. I mean, I'm done with Hillary. And no one tell me to stop bashing her. I'm not bashing her. I'm just reacting to her the way she is negatively reacting to Bernie Sanders. Clinton took up the foreign policy attack in her 30-minute speech Thursday, which is today, criticizing Sanders suggesting to invite Iranian troops into Syria to help fight ISIS, which she said was like asking the arsonist to be a firefighter. Well, Senator Sanders, I'm quoting, Senator Sanders doesn't talk very much about foreign policy. I guess she feels he doesn't know that much about foreign policy, but Bernie knows, he knows. But when she does, it raises concern. When he does, it raises concerns because it can sound like he hasn't really thought it through, Clinton said. This is so laughable. This is just as laughable as Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump. And she's desperate. Clinton, who is in the midst of a campaign swing through Iowa, stressed that this was a tough race and said that she knows how to get knocked down and get back up. She may not get back up from this one. I mean, Bernie Sanders, I mean, these people, these young people, people all over the world love Bernie Sanders. And the reason why they flock into Bernie Sanders is because they don't trust Clinton. They don't trust her. They saw this in the debates. They see this in her appearances everywhere. You know, they see desperation. They see Clinton reaching for anything she can to try to take away momentum from Bernie Sanders. They see this. They recognize it, and they move away from Clinton. They see her husband out there lying and bashing and thrashing Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, I mean, people look at Bernie Sanders as a senior. I believe he's in his early 70s, 73, 74, something like that. But he has it. There's no dementia there. There's no Alzheimer's there. He is super. He's superb. And I wish him the best for Bernie. And I just think recently he had a health checkup and it came back A-OK. Absurd. It was positive. I mean, it was negative. Nothing was wrong. Okay. A lot of my friends are Sanders supporters, Bonnie said. I like his ideas, but he can't get them accomplished. And I've heard that before. They're saying that Bernie Sanders is unelectable. He can't be elected. That's a damn lie. He can be elected. He will be elected. All those people showing up at his rallies, 10, 20, 30,000 people, those people, different people every day, those people are going to vote for Bernie Sanders. Even the people who can't be at those rallies for whatever reasons, they like him. They like his ideas. They don't like the fact that people are trying to tear him apart, attack him, and lie on him, as the Clintons seem to be doing. Okay? And he's getting the sympathy vote. You know, he's getting the elderly vote. The old people like him because he's their age. He's one of the peers, you know. Bernie Sanders is going to get this. Sanders and Clinton are locked in a tight race going into February's Iowa caucus. It's prompting Clinton and her supporters to grow more and more aggressive. Exactly. They're growing more and more aggressive. And more aggressive that they go, and Bernie Sanders fans see this, and the other people who are still on the fence see this, they are going to go to Bernie Sanders. they're going to flock to Bernie Sanders. They figure that he's being picked on. They figure that he's being, you know, abused in some way because he's an elder. Yeah, on Thursday, David Block, a top Clinton ally, criticized a new ad from Sanders. He's criticizing an ad from Sanders, that the ad that he's got up in Iowa, which is a better ad than the one Clinton is running. They're trying to take away momentum from this guy who is beating their ass. This is typical politics, folks. Typical politics, folks. You're listening to George Wilder Jr. on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Join me next Monday. I'm going to be off tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to do some writing, and I'll be back 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, and every week after that. The George Wilder Show is here to stay, guests or no guests, phone calls or no phone calls. But I know you out there archiving, and that's a great thing. And I want to say thanks to my guest, Mr. Lucaro. I guess that's his rapper name because he didn't leave his first name. But that's great. That's great. He gave a great interview. I hope you guys listen to this show and get others to listen to this show, especially this episode, because my guest at the beginning of the show, I think an hour, 30 minutes into the show, he was great. He was wonderful, and he will be back on the show. Like I said, I'm going to send him a tape of the show so he can include this tape into his website and his blog so his fans can come along and listen to his show on the Block Talk Radio, hosted by George Wilder Jr. And if you've got a product or a book or a service that you want to get out there to the world, hey, look me up. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show right here. Stay here. Let's see what we got. All right. We're going to take a little break right here. I will be back if I can find the right clip if I can find the right button to push, the right button to push. Let's see if this is the right button. Okay. There we go. Peace. All right, I was just told I have 60 seconds left in the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my Cario for being on the show. He was just wonderful. He was great. He was awesome. And you were too. My audience, my listeners, my, you know, Facebook friends, LinkedIn friends, you guys, and every other place. You guys were just wonderful. Thank you for being on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you for being here. Catch me Monday. I will be back Monday. Thank you so much.